Hello.
Other than the bad,
yeah.
Cecilio Ramosartis there.
Yes.
Hello. My name is Alan. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey. Would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you 18 years old and registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Thank you so much. And also, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Oh, 100% voting. Always vote. I'm a patriot.
Definitely vote. Thank you. And may I know what is your age?
I am 45.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Latino.
Thank you so much. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I mean, not to be rude, I'm disgusted in the way, very disappointed.
So would that be very dissatisfied then?
Yes, very.
Thank you so much. And now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one is Joe Biden.
Very, very, zero.
Thank you. About public school teachers?
Zero.
Thank you. About public schools?
Zero.
About woke culture or woke ISM?
Zero.
Thank you. About
Bronze
or Liberty?
I've never heard of this organization.
Okay. About the U.S. Department of Education?
Strong zero.
About Donald Trump?
Oh, a strong 100.
About charter schools?
I'm not too familiar, but I'll give them like a 50. I'm not sure. Charter schools are better. I mean, yeah, they're better. Yeah, I'll give them a 50.
Okay, thank you. And how about the National Education Association, or NEA?
I don't really know too much about them. I'll give them a 50.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Very poor.
Thank you. And would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
Growing worse.
Thank you. Now, how important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is very important for public schools to prepare students, 5 means that it's somewhat important for public schools to prepare students, and 0 means that it's not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one, develop social skills.
Oh, a 10, strong 10.
Thank you. About understand the value of diversity and how to navigate in an increasingly diverse world.
0.
Thank you. Next one, be ready for higher education like college.
College is okay. It's probably a 0. College is woke.
Thank you. And how about compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market?
Yeah, probably a 10.
Thank you. Next one, develop critical thinking skills.
Critical thinking skills. Zero.
Thank you. And last one, grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math.
10.
Thank you so much. And we're wrapping this up now. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. Next, well, you said that your state spends just about the right amount, too much or not enough on public school education.
They don't spend not at all.
So we said not enough?
Yeah, not enough.
Thank you so much. And have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years, yes or no?
Yes, I have.
Thank you. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A lot?
A
little? A
lot.
Thank you. As you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some said that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Will you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I disagree.
Disagree strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? We said a lot, a little, nothing at all?
A lot. Yeah, they need to be banned.
Thank you. And please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. First one, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that?
Teachers should not be allowed to make that decision.
So do you strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly?
Oh, I disagree with teachers making that decision strongly.
Certainly, thank you. Next one, a certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you so much. And last one, public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today.
Do you strongly?
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. First one, raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements. Do you strongly support, somewhat support?
I strongly support that.
Thank you. Next one, removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics.
Yes, I strongly agree.
Thank you. Next one, adding armed security guards to patrol all K-12 public schools.
I strongly agree with that.
Thank you. Next one, increasing teacher pay.
I strongly agree with that.
And last one, teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation.
I strongly disagree with that.
Thank you so much. And we're almost over here. Thank you so much again for your time, for your patience. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about earlier African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments.
Strongly disagree.
Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to create?
Okay. I oppose.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each one from scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it very convincing argument, 5 means it is somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means it is not at all convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one says, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
10 meaning, like, I disagree.
10, very convincing. 5, somewhat convincing. 0, not at all convincing.
Not at all convincing.
Thank you. Next one, last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reach an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted included LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discussed themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with the censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply on the democratic and anti-American push to censor books. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
Yeah, I agree with that. So that would be what, a 0?
Very convincing is 10. 0 is not at all convincing, and 5, somewhat convincing.
Well, not at all convincing. I don't agree with any of these things.
Thank you. And last one says, those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in school are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? A school is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions in a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
A 0.
Thank you so much, and we're almost over here. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change, so once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today.
No.
Do you strongly disagree or strongly disagree?
I disagree with that. We don't need that stuff.
Just strongly?
Yeah.
Thank you. And last one says, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach.
I disagree strongly.
Okay. Thank you. And switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. And this time, we're over with this. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12th grade.
So much. And which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed?
Employed. Full-time employed.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, or separated?
I am married, a father of 7.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
I'm a strong Republican.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. And which of the following describes your child's or children's school? Public school? Charter school?
Public.
Okay. Thank you very much. And thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative?
Very moderate? Conservative.
Thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more?
Every Sunday.
Okay, thank you. And for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. First one is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist.
And Christians. Yes, we are. Born-again Christians.
And last one is an educator, such as a teacher, professor, or a classroom aide. Does that apply to you, someone in your household, or not?
No.
Thank you so much. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
What was that?
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and for your patience.
All right. Have a good day.
Have a good day, sir. Good evening.